We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Cause you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You said you don't know.
You know, Foyer, in this time slot, we used to have a producer who said that whenever he has a sad, he would ball up in the shower and just let all that hot water run down on him and maybe listen to music and stuff and let it out and maybe have a cry. You have a sad. You have a...
I like that.
You have a day. You have a bad day.
I'm okay with embracing the sadness and almost like piling on the sadness. I do. I like that. Feeling bad, you pick a song and you just kind of... And then it's over. Okay, now you move on. I like that. I feel like everyone should just... embrace the sadness and not fight it.
Have a sad every once in a while?
Absolutely.
Well, did John Henry have a sad after Red Sox winter weekend in Springfield where Ken and Curtis and Arcand were out there on Saturday? And, normally you figure that you are in a safe space. If you're around Red Sox winter weekend, that it's going to be more of the fans who would call sports talk radio with the, you know, if you guys just got behind the team,
absolutely,
they would do better. You figure it's going to be a lot of those, right? And I say this with love, the Carrabases of the world who, you know,
they can do no wrong.
Right? Never a rainy day.
It's always the optimist. It's like Dan Roach. Dan Roach
perfect
was there.
Example.
You thought there was a convention center filled with Dan Roaches.
Yep. You thought?
And I would say, like, Dan Roach, you know, if that's kind of how we're using it, like, he would never curse. He would never yell. He would, even if there was multiple signs of dysfunction and pain and loss in the future, he would still kind of whitewash it and be like, nothing to see here. Going to be fine.
We'll be all right.
Oh, Cora will figure it out. John Henry, he's already spent a lot of money. That whole thing. Just the exact opposite.
Yeah, it got ugly quickly. So Red Sox management walked out on stage for what was this big panel discussion. They got booed. And then we're going to amplify the audio for you here so you can hear John Henry speaking at winter weekend and not only the reaction of the fans, but the reaction of Henry then trying to pick it up again and Sam Kennedy jump in to try to help this big mess.
I think the most important thing I can say is that it's expensive to have baseball players. To have the best.
Seriously?
So what has enabled us over the years to be able to spend with the Yankees and the Dodgers and is your support. And that support is through ticket prices. It's watching this, but a lot of it for us is ticket.
Put a product on the field.
Yeah, you know, it's really important that we provide accessibility to Fenway. I mean, we cannot grow that next generation of fans without people being able to get there. And we do have high ticket prices at the high end, mostly corporations and businesses that buy, whether it's luxury boxes or lower box seats. But we also have $9 tickets for every single game, for every student anywhere in New England can come to Fenway Park for $9. And that's really important. We have to make Fenway Park accessible, and it's critical that our fans know that the revenues that we generate go to two places. They go into player payroll, into the product on the field, and they go into Fenway Park, preserving, protecting, and enhancing Fenway Park.
Holy
Holy cow.
And that was for somebody sitting in the stands.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's just
it is amazing.
Where do we start?
You know what? Okay, I'll just start with what it reminds me of. It reminds me of two things. A couple, like, you know, defunct businesses where I was like a shareholder and I actually sat in on some of the calls, and then some of the shareholders were allowed to speak and they all yelled and screamed at the governing bodies, right? They just yelled and screamed, "You're ruining the company." Or
we call that a Surly Johnson.
Yes. There you go. Thank you. Forget about the reference. We'll explain it later. The other one is those old school, like, movies where, like, you know, the king and queen are, like, you know, saying, "Oh, let them eat cake." And then all the peasants go, "She wants us to eat cake. They're not giving us any food. We need bread and water. There's poop in my house. Like, what is sanitation? Go pick up my trash." And they throw stuff. And then they overtake the stage. And they go, "Oh, crap, we should probably get the hell out of here." That was the most unruly, like, fan appreciation day I've ever heard in my life. "Hey, guys, baseball players cost money. Shut up!"
What a visceral reaction in a room full of people that you thought would be sycophants. Really?
I'm amazed. It's like they just don't give a crap anymore. They don't want to deal with what they perceive. Here, John Henry is right. It costs money. They spend a lot of money. If you average out what the Red Sox spend as far as teams that spend money, they're still up there with the top ones.
They still spend.
So, I mean, what are they just...
fans aren't happy with how they're spending
the
money.
They don't care. So how do you actually please them? So what makes you... what made them act this way? What was the final straw for them to sit there and spend all this money and time and energy to go down there, hang out, sit in this crowded place, and listen to ownership, management, coaches, and players talk? What was the final straw? Why are they up? Why have they had it?
I think now there is a little bit of a lack of awareness from John Henry, the owner. We talked about how, boy, he had to be surprised that with a bunch of Bruins fans in his ballpark for the Winter Classic, when that guy's face was shown in public, people were booing. Not even a Red Sox fan base. That's more of a Boston sports fan base of those people who are thinking Bruins first in Fenway. That guy's getting booed. And then to come out and say what he did and sort of walk right into it, that to me is just straight up a lack of awareness. And a texter out of the 413 says, "Red Sox fans are disgusted by the Fenway Sports Group not getting what the sports they own really represent over and above money. Just ask Liverpool and NASCAR fans. They would boo John Henry too." I just think it is a general lack of awareness, not from guys like Sam Kennedy. Like, Sam Kennedy, even though he had to jump in to save John Henry from verbally drowning right there.
Does it all the time.
Sam's not unaware of the reaction of the market, but that guy works for someone. And the person that he works for was the dude who was about to verbally drown there on stage, literally, because it furthermore makes us understand why John Henry can't come out. We've been critical of the guy for not being there. You signed Rafi Devers on a day you should be happy. Why aren't you there? Because of moments like this, and walked right into what was a pit. Just right down. Fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and the fans weren't there to catch him. They were there to say, "Hope you have a nice fall, buddy," and watch that guy drop.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I'm amazed. He's not a stranger to this type of environment. You mentioned Liverpool. Remember when they tried
he
to...
He shouldn't be.
Well, again...
It feels like he is.
I don't understand how a guy so successful, so rich, so smart, can be so obtuse. I don't get it. He just doesn't understand. He doesn't get it. He probably wonders, why are they booing me?
Yes.
He doesn't get it. Yep. He's slow to get it. And I don't understand, with all the smart people around him, with him being so smart himself, I don't understand how... I think he walks out of there like, "I don't get it. Why are they yelling at me?" It's the same reason why, like, the Liverpool club that he had, the football club that he had, he still has, right? Is he trying to sell it?
These sales take time.
Well, remember when they tried to create, like, this super, like, league with a bunch of other teams.
Oh, yeah, and they wanted to break away and do, like, the Super League, yeah, I guess you would say, or Super Duper League,
the
whatever.
The fans said, uh-uh.
Right.
Not, this is not the Red Sox. We don't. They 100% fan support, killed it, shamed them, mocked them. I remember listening to, like, radio shows out there, football radio shows, just like we do here, destroying him. And he was like, he just didn't get it. So, okay, well, he backs away, says forget about it. And here he is again. To me, that is probably his biggest flaw. And thank God Sam Kennedy is there. And I think he's there. He needs more people just to save him from himself.
Right.
Hey, it's like they don't want to hear that. I feel like the reason is because I feel like they have been similar to what the Patriots have been doing this whole year with the offense, like gaslighting you. It's my word of the year. Because you're acting like we're stupid. You're acting like we don't get it. You're acting like we don't follow. Hey, I gave up my weekend to come listen to you. I know what's going on. So don't act like, you know, we're stupid. You know, or maybe it was the Xander Bogaerts thing. Who the hell know? It seems like that him, John Henry especially, doesn't know how to read the room. He just has no ability to do it. Like, he can make unbelievable deals. He can spend and make lots of money. He just doesn't get it. He feels like it's okay.
You know, Curtis said something on the Greg Hill Show earlier today that I can kind of co-sign on, and that is the richer you get, the more removed from reality you are. And I think there was already a level of a removal of reality for John Henry and the Red Sox in general. And the road I thought you were going to go down for it was the, well, they don't want to hear that stuff. And you know what? It is reflective in the way.
Who, the fans?
No, the Red Sox.
Oh, okay.
Ownership. And again, let's just be real. What is Nesson? It's nothing more than a Red Sox commercial on most nights. There's no one over there who's going to rock the boat or do things differently. I mean, think about it. How many people have walked through that network who, instead of looking at it and saying, man, this is a regional network run by two teams that have big blueprints in this region. My God, the fun stuff that we can do. Nope. Instead, what's your lead in to Red Sox baseball? They do the gambling show and then Anglers Illustrated or whatever crap they're going to put on. There's no one that rocks the boat. There's no one that thinks, oh, my God, we could do better if we do this, or we could do better if we think this way. I think it is a thought process that just permeates with the Red Sox of the, hey, man, we're just staying in our lane, and as long as the money comes in, we're all good about it. Well, this is an organizational philosophy that even bleeds over into the television relationship, where you would think they got an endless pot of money there. They should be able to do more, and instead, we'll run infomercials for, you know, people that got warts on their feet for 30 minutes at 1 a.m. after the Red Sox are done.
See, I do think it's just amazing. There's more of a European obsession with the Red Sox as opposed to any other city in the United States. The Yankees have been dysfunctional, have been, you know, underachieving for years. You don't see that type of, like, anger at some sort of fan fest. You look at the Dodgers, you look at the Houston Astros, you look at all these other teams. This is what sets the Red Sox apart. That's why it's hard to play here. That's why players who come here, if they're honest and open, they're usually beloved, even if they suck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the fact that you kind of throw out, it's almost like, when John Henry throws out the, hey, baseball players cost money. And, it kind of felt like it weaved into, that's why prices are expensive. That's why beer is expensive.
That's right.
Why it's the highest ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard some other lady be like, yeah, right in your pocket. It's like you're taking advantage of us. We love you and we're loyal and you're taking advantage of us and we don't want to take it anymore. So we're sick of you screwing with us. We're tired of half-truth. Just tell us the truth. You let go of Xander Bogaerts and you said for months and months and months you wanted to sign him. We love him. And then you let him go. Right, and then you try to make up for it like a week later by signing Devers, like that was gonna like make it all better. So to me, it seems like the fans are just getting fed up with the BS that is the perceived BS.
But will it's they like stop showing up? Because that is the real message to send.
Well, the only way is just stop buying tickets.
Well, again,
yeah, that's it. Stop watching.
But a part of the reason why ownership and why John Henry is as in the clouds as he is because there's still, what, 3 million people roaming through the turnstiles every year.
It's a museum.
Can they really be that mad if they keep coming? That, to me, is if John Henry is really about the bottom line and that's why he's unaware of a lot of this, then what will people really do to affect the bottom line for him to get it other than booing him occasionally, which can just be the, John, you're the owner. They're going to take it out on you, yada, yada, yada.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.